We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Brian taking the day off today. On the phone, we have John Wright from Hardin County Schools. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Doing a great job solo this morning.
Thank you. So, big news with Hardin County going back in person soon.
Yes. 5-day-a-week instruction will resume for elementary and middle school students on March 22nd, and it will resume for high school students on April the 12th. And, you know, one of the big questions we're getting, Trisha, is, you know, why the delay? Because, you know, high schools are obviously bigger. They just have bigger enrollments, and also we expect more of those students to return kind of per capita than we do the others, just because they're older and things like that. But we're looking forward to that. We're not going to need to, you know, touch schedules, high school schedules. We're going to have to touch bus routes and food service, that logistical operation as well. So, I mean, that's why there is a delay. Plus, if we brought them back just a week earlier, that's just a week. It just gives them a week before spring break starts on the 5th. So we just felt it would be better to wait and bring them back on the 12th of April.
Logistically speaking, I can't even imagine trying to prepare for that. So thank you to everybody who's, you know, working to make that happen for this to even be possible.
Absolutely. Because, you know, we've been dealing with, you know, probably, you know, a bus may have 12 to 15 students on it, and now it may have, you know, 30 students on it, so or more. So, and obviously, you know, it's going to be a team effort. I mean, when we talk about staff, it's also students going to have to, you know, do what we ask, continue to do what we ask, and they've done a great job all year long of wearing that mask, you know, keeping distant. And you know, obviously, a crowded or a classroom that is, you know, for example, a biology class or an English class at a high school where there may be more students on the roster, we're going to have to be creative and do some things and create some distance. But we know that, you know, 6 feet is going to be hard sometimes, but we're going to, you know, do what we can, and that's what the KDE guidance has said, and they've looked at other states where, you know, even a 3-foot distance is not – disease isn't communicated or disease isn't shared that much. So we're looking forward to that and moving forward.
What happens if somebody is not comfortable, if they're not ready to be back in the classroom? Do they have an option?
Sure, absolutely. So what we are telling those who want to make any kind of transition, and we also know too that there are going to be some students who are on the Online Learning Academy right now just because they want that consistency more seat time and more interaction with teachers and things like that. So that's why they're in the Online Academy. And so now that we're doing going back to 5-day-a-week instruction, we know that there's going to be some people who want to come from the Online Academy back to 5-day-a-week instruction. So if you're going to make any transition at the elementary and middle school level, you need to talk to a building administrator, that's a principal, assistant principal, or guidance counselor, by the end of the day on Monday, March the 15th. And then at the high schools, if you're going to make any kind of transition, you need to talk to a building administrator. Again, that's a principal, assistant principal, or guidance counselor by the end of the day on Friday, March the 19th. But a parent must talk to a building administrator for any transition to be finalized. You can't just call and speak to, speak to an administrative assistant or things like that. You have to speak to an administrator just to make sure that we have all of our bases covered and ready to make that transition if it works.
All right. So, again, deadline for elementary and middle school, if you want to make a change, that's Monday. And high schools, the deadline is next Friday.
That's exactly right. And try to get that, you know, if you want to make that transition either way, try to get that in as soon as possible so, you know, nobody's scrambling at the end. And those are hard deadlines, and we hate to – you know, be so hard on those, but we have to maneuver schedules. It's not an easy transition logistically to move a student from either OLA to in person or vice versa. So, you know, we have to do a lot of things there. And if we have a bunch trying to do that at the end, it will make it really hard. So we just ask if you're going to make that transition to let us know as soon as possible.
All right. John Wright from Hardin County Schools, thanks so much for everybody who's working behind the scenes.
Thank you guys. Absolutely. Thank you all.
And we are Quixie 98.3.